Jim Jordan, Dems changed election rules in unconstitutional fashion because they knew they couldn't win. By Trent Baker on January 6, 2021. Wednesday on FNC's Fox and Friends, Representative Jim Jordan, RO, provided some insight into the House's debate over the vote to certify the 2020 presidential election results. Jordan argued that states such as Georgia, Michigan, Pennsylvania and Wisconsin changed election law in unconstitutional fashion late in the process. He said the Democrats did so because they knew they couldn't win the election otherwise. "This is about defending the Constitution," Jordan emphasized. "The founders placed this ultimate authority with the United States Congress. Today, we should do our duty because we know that five states, some of the five key states that were critical in this election, changed their election law in an unconstitutional fashion. You can start with Arizona, which will be the first state that we debate. Arizona law is very clear, registration date ends on October 5th. Democrats went to court, got an Obama-appointed judge to say, no, 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 we're going to extend 18 days. Just change it, unilaterally did, an end run around the Constitution, and that was the template. They did it in state after state after state because they knew under the real rules, the rules that the legislature, according to the Constitution, is supposed to set. They knew they couldn't win." He continued, "T. Hay had been trying and trying. It was impeachment. It was the Mueller thing, the Mueller special counsel. The opening of the Crossfire Hurricane investigation. They tried to get rid of Donald Trump, and they couldn't do it. So they said, you know what we are going to do? We're going to change the rules, and they did it in an unconstitutional fashion. And Democrats never wanted to talk about it. We've asked for investigations for 9 weeks, so today's the day that the founders gave to Congress. The ultimate day of significance, and we're going to have that debate on the House floor." Follow Trent Baker on Twitter at @MagnifyTrent.